extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good, how are you?
Good. Last week you told us about the weird and wonderful world of latte throwdowns, and it sounded like the big competition went really well. How was it?
Yeah, it went really well. Over like 200 people attended the party, and it was amazing. Crazy
so
good
cool.
vibes. Yeah, and celebrating the weird world of latte art and baristas.
That's so cool. I actually drove past it because I had to go drop something off in Kingsland, and I was like, what's going on there? Oh, it's the big thing that Sam was telling us about, and it was pumping with people. Looked like a really good night. But we're moving from coffee into a different kind of bean this morning. Bean sprouts.
Nice
yeah.
segue.
Oh, that was really good.
Thanks.
You've done
guys.
This before. No, we're talking about bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts.
Yeah, we've all eaten bean sprouts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but do we
yes.
enjoy bean sprouts?
I like a bean sprout.
I do also like bean sprouts.
Yeah.
I always feel a bit posh when I put a bean sprout on something, like I'm, you know, taking the time to garnish. I feel like it's like self-care or something.
Oh,
you know?
You're talking about the micro alfalfa sprouts, like the real tiny ones? Or are you talking about the large...
Oh, no.
I was talking about the little ones.
I was talking about the little ones.
No, there's heaps of different ones.
Oh.
So let me tell you.
Okay.
Tell us.
Okay, so bean sprouts have been like so important in the culinary world, especially in the Chinese context. So more than 5,000 years, the ancient Chinese physicians have always prescribed bean sprouts as a cure for many diseases.
Oh, wow.
Specifically diarrhea or gut problems.
Okay.
So let me tell you a little bit on why it's super nutritional and why it's used as a medicine. Bean sprouts contain so much nutrients and contain so much vitamin C. So it was specifically more important for sailors. So
okay.
Yeah. So during the 13 to 1600s, during the export of porcelain, Chinese sailors were getting quite sick on deck because they were all lacking in vegetables and vitamins and minerals. So the only vegetable that didn't require soil or sun to grow were bean sprouts. So they would grow them in buckets, and they would have a stone placed over the seeds, and they'd water the seeds so then they'd sprout, and then the stone will create immense amount of pressure, so then they grow abundance and high density, so the sailors could eat them. And also they use the porcelain to store clean water to actually grow the bean sprouts as well.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. So I think in like the Western world of sailing, it was a lot later that they were like, oh, we'll just chuck some limes in there and that's how they'll get their vitamin C. This seems like a way more hearty and fruitful way of getting it fresh veggies, pretty much.
Yeah. So in the 1700s, Captain James Cook and his crew, they were all catching scurvy, and it was a lack of vitamin C, so then they kind of adapted that method of growing their own bean sprouts on deck as well.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
they are one of the most satisfying things to like grow yourself, because they grow so quickly too.
So
you can
easy
see
to
it
grow.
Happen.
Yeah, it only takes about 3 to 6 days to grow yourself. And the benefit of sprouting will reduce the amount of phytic acids, which is an anti-nutrient in the seeds, beans. So then once it's sprouted, your body will absorb more nutrients as well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and post-World War II, bean sprouts were this magic vegetable that...
magic beans.
Yeah, that nutritionalists were promoting, because it had so much protein and vitamins, and it was so easy and accessible and grew everywhere.
And when you're on rations as well, I'm imagining that, you know, it's hard to come by some foods, and having something that is easy and quick and actually really nutritious and cheap is a massive, massive boon for the, you know, food world at that point.
Yeah, so cheap. But also, I guess what's amazing about it in terms of like the Asian culinary aspect of it is its unique texture. So it's crunchy but still watery, and has a slight kind of grassy earthy tone to it as well. And it's used a lot to bulk up vegetables, and bulk up like meals like stir fries, etc.
So I've always kind of used it, I guess, as a thing you put in last. But when would you put in a bean sprout when you're cooking with like different kinds of dishes? What would be the timing in which you'd put it in? Because I feel like if you put them in too early, they just dissolve into nothingness almost.
Yeah, and like different recipes require different timings. So we would have ones where you braise it till it becomes really soft. And then there's a lot of Southeast Asian recipes where you throw it in last as a raw ingredient to add texture and bulking. It really depends on what the recipe requires. However, it is best recommended to actually slightly blanch the vegetable first.
True.
And then you reshock it in ice water to remain that crunch. This will remove any of potential dirt, etc. Okay. That's on the plant.
And takes a wee bit of that acidy flavour out as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As someone who's very much a baby when it comes to cooking, what does blanch mean?
Blanch is literally pouring hot boiled water over the ingredient or throwing it in a pot of boiling water, but only for like...
Seconds.
Right.
Yeah, really quick. If you overdo it, you've ruined it. I'm not very good at blanching things. I'm just putting that one out there. Not my forte. I just always forget to have the cold water ready to go, and then it just goes all soggy and crap. So it says more about me than it does about the process of blanching, I
fair,
think.
Fair.
Yeah.
The other incredible thing about bean sprouts is that it is an insoluble dietary fiber. So, so that means that as it goes through your body, it cleanses out your colon.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Hope everyone's enjoying the colon cleanse chat at breakfast time. But it is. It's one of those things that's, like, so small and so looks kind of so inconsequential, but it's so butty as a food group.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on there. What is, like, some of the different kinds you can grow at home? Have you grown them at home yourself?
Yeah, I've dabbled in growing bean sprouts. but they're just so cheap to buy.
Yeah.
I guess the most common ones are mung beans and soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Soybeans probably being the more nutrient-based ones. However, in the Western world, you can get so many different types, alfalfa and lots of tiny grains.
I'd be keen to hear how people grow their sprouts at home, because I know there's like big debates in flats that I've lived in about whether it should be in the jar with the aerated top, whether that's the best way to do it, or if you should be doing it in trays in the dark. There's so many places that people go with their bean sprout growing processes. I'd like to hear people's most fruitful bean sprout situations at home. Can you use them for preserving as well? Are they any good to preserve or like use as someone's been texting in about sauerkraut and other sort of like pickles? Can you do that with bean sprouts?
I don't see why you couldn't. It would just act like any other high dense, because it contains so much moisture content similar to a cucumber. So so I think preserving it should be fine.
Yum. Hey, thank you so much for bringing us bean sprouts this morning, Sam.
Thank you for having me.
Have a lovely rest of your day, and do keep your bean sprouts texts coming through on 5395. I would love to hear about it from you folks.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Chris.